Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
I don't get the joke. Temporary layoff, good times, easy credit ripoff, good times, scratching and surviving, good times. None of these are good things. It's like sodomy is coming, good time. No, it's not. It's not at all. I'm not one of these guys who's blaming the world for where I'm at. I'm at where I'm at because I made bad decisions. But on top of those bad decisions, God's looping up my ass. There's not a thing I know how to do. All I know how to do is take videos at concerts. It's really all I know how to do. And write some words and do a podcast. I don't know how to do anything else. This idea that Pearl Jam are the heroes of the Seattle movement is absolute lunacy. It's insanity. And the no smoking policies kill me. No one wants to smoke in the venue, don't worry. But if the show is going to be 3 hours long, you better stamp my fucking hand and give me and show me where the door is to go out and smoke a cigarette. I paid $60 for a seat so I can retrieve the seats when I come back in from smoking a cigarette.
I always talk about weed. Force headline on you. I am not gonna hit you. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to force things. I will never force headline on you. I am not gonna hit you with a weird festival in, you know, Florida with one band I've heard of and a bunch of EDM artists on it. I'm not gonna read that to you. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do me any.
So the lady goes, stop complaining. At least you're not dead.
Staten Island is a racist. Just because you may not be a racist doesn't mean you can write an article saying, why are we known as racist? That's so wrong. It shouldn't be like that.
Well, everybody's a racist. Spend your day clipping coupons. Go to the supermarket. Buy food. And prepare it at home. I know that's a wild and crazy idea. You can't. Don't you dare. Spin Magazine, you do some dumb things. But I gotta tell you, you spent 7 weeks hyping the Ryan Adams covering Taylor Swift album, and then you panned it? Are you good?
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you live atop my air mattress. Well, it's not live. It's taped live atop my air mattress. Every week, behind the glass, helping me out, making sure this is a well-oiled, finely tuned, well-moving podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular Nobody. And of course, Andy back at Honeycomb Hideout on the production. Okay. We got stuff. A couple of things. I always say that. We got stuff. Things and stuff. A lot of you are freaking out about the Super Bowl halftime show. So, I mean, I figured, why wouldn't I address that really fast? Now, as you know, I discussed it last week that I was working during the Super Bowl. So, I said, what I actually said was, I'm working during the Super Bowl, none of my teams are in, and I don't care who wins. That being said, I was very surprised that the machine known as Cam Newton went down. And before I get into Super Bowl halftime show, let's get into the post-game show. I just want to mention this really fast. Cam Newton is allowed to be mad about losing the Super Bowl. You can't get mad because the guy was pouty at the press conference. He's allowed to be. He just lost the biggest game of his life. And if you ask any NFL player who's been to a Super Bowl, they'll tell you how hard it is. Now, me personally, Jay Porks, I've never been to a Super Bowl. I could honestly tell you, you know, spoiler alert, I have never been on a football team that has made it to the Super Bowl, so I don't know what it's like. But if I lost, I would not talk to the media. So this guy went in front of the media. Yeah, he was pouty. Yeah, he was pissed. Yeah, he gave one-word answers, and yeah, he walked away. Was it immature? It's immature to not want to lose. It would be immature if he, like, cried like a baby, and he said, I'm not talking to anybody. Listen, he went, he talked to people. What the media tried to do to Cam Newton was, because all week he was talking about how, you know, he's a black quarterback, and people haven't seen that before. Like, with his skill set, like, not like a Michael Vick type quarterback, but like a Ben Roethlisberger type quarterback, where people take him as a quarterback, not just a running guy. And so all week he made it about that. So as soon as he lost, the media was like, the way they asked the questions, the way they posed questions, was trying to get under his skin. And you know what? They did it. And that's what, see, before the internet, the real trolls were the news media. Not even the news, the news media and the people, like the reporters in the field. Those are the real trolls. Why is it that all sporting events, like, you know, you'll be watching your team and you'll see, you know, post-game press conferences. Why is it that, like, every other week some guy is flipping out, you know, cursing at some fucking reporter? Because the reporter's a fucking troll, that's why. They're the original trolls. I'm glad people who report news in the field, like who are in the locker room, I really hope they don't have YouTube accounts and comment on videos, because I don't think they'd even have a life. I don't even think they'd even have time to live. But anyway, the Super Bowl halftime show featured Beyonce and a bunch of other losers. Now, first of all, let's just get one thing straight. You people chose to watch a Beyonce performance. That's first of all. You chose to watch a Beyonce performance, and then you were surprised that you were disappointed at the end of it. It's Beyonce. I mean, unless she's with Jay-Z. Anyway, so it was a they're calling it controversial. Basically, she had a performance, and during her performance, the backup dancers or whatever were portraying, I guess, one group was portraying law enforcement, and another group was portraying the Black Panthers. And I guess it was role reversal for, you know, real life when the cops run wild on black people. So she had, you know, this in her performance. First of all, when I heard that she did that, I said, wow, that's pretty creative. But for you people, and I don't mean you people listening to the podcast, because if you're listening to the podcast, you're probably a nice person who's not thinking this way. But for people to take offense to Beyonce using, like, the Black Panthers or old things from the past, from racial tensions past, and bringing it up and using it in her art, for you to get mad at that, you don't understand what art is. Now, when Ted Nugent, well, you know what? Let's not go Ted Nugent, because Ted Nugent's a fucking whack job, okay? Using Ted Nugent as an example would not be good. But any country music artist, they all got Confederate flags on their fucking, on their drum kit, on their stage. Toby Keith, Eric Church, Remember a couple of months ago? I don't know what state it was. I guess it was months ago. Where a state was hanging the Confederate flag and they wouldn't take it down. And some senator or somebody had to take it down. So, like, just recently in America, there was outcry from white America about, well, why can't we use the Confederate flag? It once represented our country. Yeah, it represented a country full of hate. You know, a country we're about to go back to. And another thing, I mean, I don't want to burst anyone's bubble. I don't want to be that guy that you know, shocks the world. I'm not the shock master. I'm not here to join Sting and the British Bulldogs team at War Games. I'm not the shock master. But if there was, like, if I went to a party and on one side of the room there was a group of police officers and on the other side of the room there was a group of Black Panthers, unless my friend Renee is with the cops, unless my friend Renee is in the group with the police, sorry, I'm going to hang out with the Black Panthers. Why would I not hang out with the Black Panthers? They're fucking rad, and they're about social change. Now, I understand that, you know, when they were around, they had a list of demands that was a lot unreasonable. One of them was including, I think, releasing all Black people from jail immediately. Was it? I don't know. This was the 70s. The most I know about the Black Panthers is when is what I've read and what I've seen on Forrest Gump. But that's a lot of the things I know about American history I've learned through Forrest Gump. But yeah, the Black Panthers are fucking rad. What do you mean? I'm pretty sure if I went over to the group of the Black Panthers, I'd be able to smoke some weed. I'd probably be able to fucking bang some cool black broad who's open to fucking white chicks. I'm a white chick now. Well, sometimes I literally can't even, but I don't have a pair of Uggs, so I will never be a white chick. But that's even a question? All of a sudden the Black Panthers aren't cool? They were hella cool back in the day. Why? And this idea that you're going to tell... I mean, listen, I don't like Beyonce. Fuck her. I hate her music. I don't listen to Beyonce. So if you come away from this podcast with thinking one thing, and that one thing is Jay dislikes Beyonce, you will be correct. I do dislike Beyonce. I dislike her music. But in the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyonce was doing was art. She choreographed, or her and her team choreographed, a performance for the Super Bowl. She wanted to open some eyes. And she did. And you know what? Hats off to Beyonce. If you're going to be the biggest star in the world, make it worth something. Don't be Coldplay. But yeah, I watched it on mute at work. I was working. I had three tables. It wasn't busy. I had three tables at work on Super Bowl Sunday, and, you know, I didn't see, and the volume was off, so the table I had, I don't think they really noticed it either. I didn't get any outcry from them. This idea that the Black Panthers aren't cool. They're fucking cool. If it wasn't for the Black Panthers, is there, like, a normal foundation? Like, all these groups for social change, for changing of laws, all these protest groups. Like, you're allowed to protest. Maybe sitting in a park in New York City isn't the best way to protest, but, like, you're allowed to protest. And that was her way of, you know, saying, hey, as a black woman, I'm sick of seeing the racial bias in this country. Now, if she would have had real Black Panthers beating up real police on the field, yeah, that's an issue. But I'll say it before and I'll say it again. Cops over here, Black Panthers over here. If Officer Vidicus isn't over there, if my cool friend Renee isn't with the cops, sorry. And you know what? If Renee is with the cops, I'm going to go over to Renee and say, hey, Renee, you want to go hang out with some Black Panthers? They're cool. And she might. She might say, hey, I'll be back. I don't know. The Attorney General, what's her name, Loretta Lynch? Jeez. The Attorney General said she did indeed watch the halftime show, but that she viewed it as pure entertainment like the rest of the musical acts. However, Miss Lynch's answer to the question did acknowledge that Beyoncé's performance was alluding to something bigger. I think that art is one way in which we discuss difficult issues, she said during an interview. I think the way in which I'm trying to deal with that is having those conversations directly with the people involved in those difficult issues. Exactly. That's the only thing that Loretta Lynch has ever said that made sense, because I think she's against pot. Yes, it's art. That's what art is about. Art is about making things that aren't really real. But sometimes art imitates life, and other times life imitates art. Okay. Well, we're going rogue here since my Wi-Fi currently isn't working. You heard me mention the air mattress in the beginning. You're probably wondering why, because I live in a house. So you're probably saying, hey, this kid lives in a house. Why does he need an air mattress when he could have a regular bed? Well, I'll explain, because even though you probably don't care, why not? Give you a little bit about my life. My Wi-Fi ain't working right now. And I'm saving the music headlines for the second half, so I'm trying to work something in here. Listen, we're calling it in the ring. So, a long time ago, I was 274 pounds. And during that time, the bed I had got worn out. Because, you know, when you sleep every day and you make the little dent in the bed. Now, before you tell me to flip over my mattress, this is a mattress that you can't flip over. I don't know why, but you can't. Underneath, it's not the same. You know, some mattresses, you just lift it up, you flip it. Basically, well, here's the thing. If you're home right now and you have a regular mattress, and it looks the same upside down as it does the way you have it now, every 6 months, flip it over. That's what you're supposed to do. So, my back been, like, lit up since I lost weight, because in losing weight, now that I'm 161 pounds, golf clap, now that I'm 161 pounds, the dip in the middle of the bed is still there, and I can't unfix it. I can't fix it because I'm lighter, so I was sleeping in a ditch type thing going on. So hard to roll over. So, I went on Amazon because they got everything on Amazon. And I found because when I was in Colorado in April 2014, I will talk about this every fucking time I'm on the air. It only took me 16 minutes to bring it up. When I was in Colorado, I spent two nights on an air mattress. Those were the two best nights I ever slept. Now, did it have to do with the fact that I was allowed to buy weed and I wasn't a criminal? I don't know. I thought I was pretty comfortable on the air mattress. So I bought one a couple weeks ago. Then I had to buy D batteries to fill it up, to fill the pump. Because for some reason, the pump doesn't come with a plug. Well, Jay, the pump doesn't come with a plug because it's meant for outdoors. I know. But I'm using it indoors. The S in Jason S. Pork stands for savage. Anyway, So I finally get D batteries. I go to put them in the pump. Guess what? I need C batteries. Who the fuck uses D and C batteries anymore? It's 2016. So then I ordered C batteries on Amazon. So I finally got this thing inflated two nights ago. Friday night. This was the best sleep of my fucking life. And it's on top of my regular mattress. I'm like 40 feet in the air. Imagine me on this bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm two kinds of high. You know what I'm saying? So I can easily fall off. Like if you hear a and the mic falls, that's because this whole thing tipped over and I fell over. But that's probably not going to happen. I'll try not to move. So my back is great. The air mattress is the greatest thing I've ever experienced. It was like 11 bucks. I don't know about 11. It was between 11 and 17 bucks on Amazon. I don't know why those numbers are in my head, but those are the numbers that I remember it being. I remember it being somewhere in that ballpark. So, the more you know about Jay Parks, you know that I don't mind the Black Panthers that much. I think they're rad. You know I hate Beyonce, and you know that I am on a brand new, glorious as fuck air mattress, and I'm, you know how I could tell I'm feeling good? Because the last 3 days I woke up 8 o'clock in the morning with no problem, and trust me, I do, there's no reason I should be waking up early. I mean, with my chemical intake, it's not correct that I wake up early and I have a cup of coffee and I act like a normal person. But the last couple of weeks, I have been enjoying recording the podcast on Sunday morning because I get to listen to Christina Rocks while I get pumped up. Also, today is Valentine's Day. Now, not today like when you hear this, because when you hear this, it's going to be 2 days after Valentine's Day. But I would love to know what you did for Valentine's Day. You have any cool ideas? And I'm not asking because, you know, I think it would be an entertaining segment. I'm asking because in the future, I'm going to need some fucking ideas. And somebody needs to help a brother out. Know what I'm saying? So, if you got any decent Valentine's Day plans, hit me up at jporkspodcast@gmail.com. I mean, listen, you can always hit my email or jporkspodcast@gmail.com. That's jporkspodcast@gmail.com. You could always hit that, but you can always hit me on Twitter. I am always responding on Twitter. Twitter is where it's at. So, V-Day. I'm working today. Another reason why I'm up so early. I'm up so early so I can wind up for the shitty shift known as work. To work for people that create lackadaisical work environments. Man, what am I going to do? Like, job-wise. I mean, the podcast is cool. But what am I going to do? Speaking of improvements to Jay Parks' body this week, besides my arms growing by the fucking day every time I work out, and the gun show, nun show will be coming out in the summertime. But also with the air mattress, I have started taking Nexium for heartburn. This shit is the best shit in the world. In the world. It fixed my whole fucking, my whole stomach. Now, you might have seen me tweet a couple weeks ago that I was drinking less soda because I didn't want my stomach to hate me. Because the heart, when you get heartburn, like, the acid fucking destroys your insides eventually, so. This Nexium is repairing it. I'm drinking coffee, I'm back to drinking soda, I'm eating, it's good times. Good times had by all. What's the haps? What else is happening? Alright, you know what? I've got more than one music thing for once in a couple of weeks. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break and we're going to come back after this.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy from The Andy Dare Show, just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks Podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the Jay Porks Podcast.
And we are back. You know what's funny? You know what's hilarious? Is that we live in a society where people claim that, oh, well, everybody's so PC, they get offended over everything. But as soon as somebody of color does something, everybody gets offended by it. Everyone's sensitive. But I thought we were too PC. Which one is it? Do you want to be PC or do you don't? Oh, you want to be PC when it works out in your favor. But you don't want to be PC. You want to get all sensitive when you see something that might be a Black Panther on TV, when in reality it's a fucking, like, dancer of some sort. But whatever. Music this week. Headlines. They are always powered by the fine folks at Antiquiet. And one day, they'll realize that I'm doing that. Saying that. Ween returned to the stage at the First Bank Center in Colorado. And the world is just such a better place because of it. I was actually listening to the audio. It's over at Jambase. Jambase.com is the only place. Not the only place, but Jambase.com is where you'll get good coverage. You got Hey Scotty B on the write-up. You got a whole audio of the entire show, all 33 songs, 33 songs. Yes, I said 33 songs, including a 7-minute Roses, just for fuck's sake. So I couldn't be more than excited. Yesterday, I was in my before work. I was pre-gaming. I was unwinding. Or winding up. Whatever the case may be. Getting my mind in the state where I can actually go to that fucking shit job and live my shit life. And I was listening to this Ween show. And it was just, I was dancing in my house. It was so great. And then I started thinking about April 14th. You know what happens April 14th, right? Terminal 5, Ween. More importantly, Terminal 5, Ween. Ticket, Jay Porks. Yes, that happened. It's going to be 2 days before I see Jewel. Yeah. Don't make that face at me, all right? I see you. I see you making a face. I see you saying, oh, Jay, this tough guy, you know, this badass from Brooklyn, he's going to go see Jewel? He's going to go see Jewel sing acoustic songs? And is he going to have to bring a box of Kleenex when he catches all sorts of feelings? I thought this kid was from Brooklyn. I thought he was hardcore. Well, one of those things is true. I was born in Brooklyn. Hardcore, I am not. I have never in my life held the hardcore title. I am not Crash Holly. Don't claim to be. April 16th, Jewel is playing at the Borgata in Atlantic City. Last time I was at the Music Box at the Borgata in Atlantic City. Last time I was at the Music Box was for Stone Temple Pilots and the Meat Puppets. Stone Temple Pilots with the late Scott Weiland. So when the opportunity arose to go see Jewel with my friend Amanda, I was down. Especially since I was like, you get the tickets, I'll get the hotel. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, that's cool because it's AC. I got to write the review. I need a place to write the review. I'm not going to do that on the street. I'm going to do that in a hotel room. So I said, you get the tickets. I'll get the hotel. And I know Amanda knows that I got the better end of the deal on that, right? I mean, I got Expedia. I got Expedia points and shit. Days in. So I'm going to find out exactly who's going to be the one to save my soul April 16th. 2 days after Ween. So you're going to get, like, when J-Porks returns to the scene, it's going to be, in a 3 day span, there's going to be two reviews full of content, full of video, full of words, full of photos, full of my ass. Not my ass, not my actual tuchus, but, you know. And that'll all be available at concertconfessions.com. I know you're wondering, you know, Jay, you haven't been going to shows as much as you used to. Yeah, that's because, you know, my boss doesn't understand. Like, I work in an establishment where they don't understand what coverage is. They hire counter girls. They hire phone girls. And the girls who answer the phone have no desire to ever work on the floor and be a waitress. So I could never find myself getting coverage. Technically, the only day I wanted that job is Tuesday, where I can make $200 a night. I don't give a fuck about the rest of the week. The rest of the week, I'd rather be home. You know what? On Monday, I'd rather do a music podcast. On Tuesday, I'd rather do a pop culture podcast. On Wednesday, I'd rather do a comedy podcast. On Thursday, well, I'm off Thursday. On Friday, I'd rather do like a fucking wrestling podcast. I get several things I want to do. I don't know if you saw the new picture, but I got a new, the background of my room has a new marijuana flag. And this is great. This would be great for a background for a video podcast if I wanted to do it. But instead, every day I got to go to my shit job, make $3 an hour. Only day I care about is pasta night. I don't care about the rest of the week. People want to come in with their stupid specials that come with free dessert. Why does everything need to come with something free? Why don't people understand that, like, maybe sometimes you pay for things. You came out. If you wanted it for a lower value, you could take your ass to the supermarket. Irks me. Want me to put on the Republican debate. Fuck you, bro. Why don't I put a new shiner across your face with my fist, you asshole? All right, so Ween played the shows. That's basically what it's about. Ween played. Ween, it sounds amazing, and the world is indeed such a better place with Ween playing shows. I know this might be like a one-off tour, and I actually had an idea. I know this might be like a one-off tour, but I'm glad that I'm seeing them. And I had a little idea. Because when they first got on stage, they were like, Aaron Freeman was like, I'm Gene Ween. That's Dean Ween. I'm Gene Ween. And like, so he's back. He's Gene Ween again. After retiring it from Rolling Stone. After retiring it, the name in Rolling Stone magazine that time without telling his bandmates. But we can't be mad at him anymore because they got back together. Excuse me as I shuffle on my air mattress here. You know how Dean Ween has the Dean Ween group? And they tour and they play some Ween songs and they play some originals, they play some covers. Now, if Gene Ween, like, let's just say Aaron Freeman doesn't want to be in Ween, like, all the time. Like, say 24/7, he doesn't want to be Ween. Say he wants to explore other artistical notions. If he had a group called the Gene Ween Group, and it toured on different parts of the country as the Dean Ween Group does, and they would sometimes, like, open, like, meet up and play shows, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't it be cool, like, since maybe Gene Ween doesn't want to be in Ween? Because, you know, according to that Rolling Stone article, it was, like, about sobriety and all that stuff. So maybe being in the band maybe that, you know, maybe it's just, I'm not saying that these guys are drug addicts, but I'm saying maybe it's a reminder of a time where he did drugs and stuff like that, and he doesn't want to, you know, do that anymore. But they got paid enough money to get back together, so they said, fuck it. But wouldn't it be cool if there was a Dean Ween group and a Gene Ween group, and they were both touring, and it always left open the opportunity for Ween to get back together? Like, they don't have to always be together. I'm okay with Ween being a special attraction now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way I cherish the band Ween, like, if they want to play shows, like, once every 2 or 3 years or something, once every 5 years, just to, you know, make it a big deal, make it an attraction, because it is a big deal. It is an attraction. I'm fine with that. As long as Aaron Freeman doesn't go to the Brooklyn Bowl and sing Billy Joel songs, I'm good. So there's that. Sunday morning. Easy like Sunday morning here at the Jay Porks Podcast. Have I ever named headquarters? Is this Honeycomb Hideout East? I don't know. But Sunday, I want to give you guys a quick check on the weather here. I don't complain about the weather, but it's 3 degrees. Three. Like 1, 2, 3. Not even 4. You think people are coming out for Valentine's Day at a place that serves predominantly old people who want specials? Whatever. Again, I got $8 in my wallet. I need to work. I don't want to work, but I need to work. What I would love if I could find some podcast sponsors here. But continuing on in the headlines that are powered by Antiquiet, the Stone Temple Pilots are looking for a new lead singer. Well, first of all, if you're going to find out about that, don't Google STP, Google Stone Temple Pilots, because they really talk about the STP oil company. Stone Temple Pilots, new singer. Come on. I'm sorry to live Google here. So that they've launched an open audition for a new lead singer. Stone Temple Pilots are kicking off 2016 with the search for a new singer following the departure of Chester Bennington last fall. The twist is that they'll be opening auditions up to the whole world. Soon, anyone will be able to submit an audition to their website of himself or herself singing for an opportunity to join the band. Folks, I'm going to be honest with you. This whole thing, I had a whole spiel. I was going to go into how I was going to break down the possibilities of who can be the lead singer. I was going to maybe touch on how it's a little too soon. But now I am just overall disgusted with the open audition to the world. Now, I get it. No, I don't get it. I get how one would think that that's a decent idea, being that we have the internet and there's probably somebody with a good voice around somewhere. Maybe you should, you know, try to find them. At the same time, this guy died, what, a month ago? You already want a new lead singer, and you're not going to replace him with a rock star. You're going to replace him with somebody, a YouTuber? Somebody like me? Could I record my fucking tape right now? You know what I'm saying? She turned away, what was she looking at? She was a sour girl the day that she met me. The day that she met. All right, what's their names? Could the DeLeos listen to this and see if I can be the lead singer to Stone Temple Pilots? Maybe if I'm the lead singer to Stone Temple Pilots, I'll be able to get into the damn show on the guest list. And I won't be stuck out in the New York cold with Pam looking like a fucking asshole. It wasn't cold, it was April, but imagine bringing your friend to a show and like, yeah, we're going to get in for free. And then you don't get in for free. That's balls out shitty is what that is. Quote, we've already heard from many talented people, but we want to make this an opportunity for many more. So we've set up a way where you can do just that. Band members Robert and Dean DeLeo and Eric Kritz wrote in a statement on their official site. If you think you have what it takes to front this band, record with this band, and tour with this band, we would dig hearing from you. No one will ever replace Scott. That was never the intent. The intent is for Stone Temple Pilots to continue on, to evolve, and to do what we do, make music. We look forward to seeing you. Yeah, do what you do, make music. When's the last album these guys put out? Sorry. This is... What about Joss Stone? Remember, don't they have that mashup on Kimmel? And wasn't Joss Stone fronting the Stone Temple Pilots and they called it, was the Joss Stone Temple Pilots? They should do that. What they should do is get somebody, they should do the opposite of this. They should get somebody famous. Not Chester Bennington famous. Not somebody currently who has a band. But you get somebody who can draw more tickets here. What about Miles Kennedy? Miles Kennedy does a great Axl Rose. He does a great Scott Weiland. I seen him on tour with Slash. He's not going to be on tour with Slash when Slash is in Guns N' Roses again, which is happening. Was it Journey that did that with the fan? I don't know. I'm glad I don't know what band it is, but there was a band from like the 70s that fucking, they got some Asian guy as their singer now because he sounds exactly like the singer sounded. The old singer that doesn't want anything to do with the band anymore. I mean, if you want to, like... No, you know what? I can't justify it. I can't justify it. I can't justify getting a nobody from YouTube to front your band. If you want to evolve, change it up. Female lead singer. I always had this, like there needs to be, and don't think of this, don't take this the way that you're going to take it. There needs to be a new Courtney Love. There needs to be a broad who just is fucking broken down. Not broken down, but like just when she gets on stage, it looks like it was a struggle to even get to the stage. And then she fucking writes and sings awesome tunes. That would be evolution, because that would be something different. I remember back when Alice in Chains got back together in 2007. It was right around the time Britney Spears shaved her head and went nuts. And I thought it would have been a fantastic idea for if you had this goth version of Britney Spears, if she decided to take her career in that direction. If she said, fuck everybody, I'm going to do what I want to do. And she, like, dyed her hair black and, you know, had all the goth shit on and the emo wear. And she fronted a version of of Alice in Chains with Jerry Cantrell. I kicked that idea around. I thought that would be pretty sick. Again, you would need that female lead singer to look exactly as broken down as she needs to be. And it couldn't have been Britney Spears because she's too Disney. But, like, you need somebody broken down. Somebody who looks like they getting to the stage was a fucking struggle for them. That's what you need. That's my idea. That's my pitch to the Stone Temple Pilots. Get a female lead singer. Change it up. because, I mean, if anybody knows about Jay Porks, I love, like, when there's hard rock band with a female lead singer. I think that that is so dope. And girl, chicks playing guitars, gets no better. It gets no better, ba-da-ba. It gets no better, ba-da-ba. I have no idea what that was. I just felt like bebopping and scatting all over the place. All right. One more little piece of personal Porks news before I get up on out of here. You guys know I have the podcast. You guys know I have a new microphone. You guys know that I don't do interviews much. I've had Christina Rocks on twice. I have Andy on all the time. Speaking of which, Andy, stop by. come by the pod. Let's chat about some stuff. Anyway, I sent an email to Sean Waltman, also known as the 123 Kid, also known as X-Pac, from WWF/WCW/WWE, from DX and NWO. Because in his Twitter, I told you a couple weeks ago, I always say a couple of weeks ago. It was never a couple of weeks ago. It was months ago. But while there was some debate going, X-Pac, yes, X-Pac, was tweeting like, he was live tweeting the debate, and I was actually getting a lot of information. A lot of smart things were coming out of the Twitter account of X-Pac, of all people. Not saying he's a dumb guy, but he's had his demons. Anyway, so I tweeted that X-Pac should be, that Kennedy, you know, the former MTV VJ who now has a show on Fox Business called Kennedy Nation. We are old. So I tweeted that Kennedy Nation should have a their guest political pundit should be X-Pac. So he tweeted back at me with a little thumbs up. Or he retweeted it and gave a little thumbs up. And the little tongue out emoji face because, you know, that's X-Pac. So in his Twitter bio, there's an email address that says for booking. Now, I'm fairly sure that's for, like, you know, if you want him to wrestle at a show, but fuck it. I emailed him and I want to see if he'll come on the podcast. So if you guys follow X-Pac on Twitter, or if you could find the real X-Pac on Twitter, tweet at him, tell him to answer my email and to come on the pod, because that would be cool. I'd love to talk, you know. He supports legal weed, so I'm down with that. Last week we went big on legal weed. We went big on it because we needed to. And I'm glad that I was able to share the $21.8 billion facts. I was glad that I was able to communicate that to my father, so when he went out to eat with my aunt and uncle, and they asked how Bernie was going to pay for all those social programs, he got to reply with this weed money, and they kind of said, it's not a bad idea, in not so many words. So I'm just saying, I'm not the dumbest guy that's ever walked the face of the earth. All right. It's Valentine's Day, and I may or may not have a date later, so it's not a date. I'm just blazing with some girl. I'm blazing with a girl in the neighborhood after work. If I ever get out. If I get any tables. Who knows? But before I get up on out of here, let me always, like I always do, let me hand over on a silver platter the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is always ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you're going for all your live music news and reviews that are done for the fans, strictly by the fans. And a new review up this week is Nile at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Cali. And you should check that out. The picks are off the charts. And you got to keep a lock to ConcertConfessions.com, because once I start going to shows, the shows don't stop. So just keep it locked. And we will have all sorts of content from all parts of the country coming to you this year. And when you're there, I need you to click the Amazon ads. because if you're going to buy stuff anyway, you might as well buy it by clicking an Amazon ad through there so I can help get a quarter of a penny. Because I want to buy stuff on Amazon too. Like, you know, maybe a second-hand mattress. Also, go to ChristinaRocks.com. Christina, no H. That's Hang the DJ, 89xradio.com. Every Sunday morning, I actually muted her for a second so I can record the podcast, but I will be listening to Christina right after I hit stop on this podcast. She's got the Throwback Alternative Show every Sunday morning on 89xradio.com, a division of Bell Media. Hit her up on Twitter. She's the coolest cucumber in the salad. You could tell her I said that. And tell her to find me a couch in Detroit so I can go over there and support legal pot. And, you know, and send Christina bottles of water because their shit's fucked up over there. Also, go to Dare Network headquarters. That's andydarer.com. That's where you'll get the Tyler Kale Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, Jesse Unplugged, the flagship show, the Andy Dare Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J-Porks podcast. Get all that at andydarer.com. And of course, I mean every week, every single gosh darn week. The headlines be powered by Antiquiet. Until next week, folks. Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Happy Valentine's Day. Please use protection. Late.
This has been the J-Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.